Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Malochim Mamish. Not Stam Malochim, Malochim Mamish. There's a story with Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Shaar Shemaim, the father of Reb Shlomo Zalman. And he was in America in the 1920s, collecting for the yeshiva. And over there in America, in the 20s, there was a group that had just come over from Europe. They were very stark in their Yiddishkeit, very, very earnest about where they were coming from. And they called themselves the Malochim. And when he came, I don't know how much money they donated to the yeshiva, but they said they want a shmuz, they want a divrei chizik for the Malochim. So he looked at them, he says, Iruftach Malochim, you call yourselves Malochim? Let me ask you a question, he said. Yaakov Avinu, 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver, 14 years didn't sleep, Hasma the Gedoyla, 24-7 in the yeshiva, and he sees Malochim in a dream. He has a dream with a sulam. He sees Malochim in a dream. 20 years Bebeis Lavon, not exactly the most yeshivish place, and after leaving Beis Lavon, then he's zoiche to see Malochim Mamish. Hayitochein. Ipcha Mistabra. It should be that after 14 years in yeshiva, you should see Malochim Mamish. After years in Lavon, you should only be able to see Malochim in a dream. So some say, Adarabba, the avoida of going dorch, what you have to go through Bebeis Lavon, is the steiging that a person does, that's his avoida. But Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach, he wanted to take out a different nakuda. He said, yes, 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver, that's where he's coming from. But where is he going now? He's going to Beis Lavan. You're going to Beis Lavan. At best, you're going to see Malochim in a dream. 20 years in Beis Lavan. Yeah, but where are you going? Where are you headed? Back to yeshiva. You're headed back to yeshiva. You're able to see Malochim Mamish. A similar dogma you have this on Yom Kippur. Leil Yom Kippur, the Olam is Zat. They just ate the Sudas Mafsekes. And they say, Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusi Olam Vod, like a Malach. And Lechaira, Moitzi Yom Kippur, after fasting a whole day, and Mamish praving like a Malach, then Lechaira you should say Baruch Shem. No, then you say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusi Olam Vod, Shtila Heit and Mayriv. Because where are you headed? You're already thinking about the Stella Dora cookies that you weren't eating for the past 10 days because it's Pasas, not Pas Yisrael. But you're going to break your fast on them because it's not a Seres Yimei Tshuva anymore. That's why you said, V'hu Rachum Yechaper Ovoin, before Meir. So then, where are you headed is Kaveya more for the Madrega. B'cholif, and he sends Malochim Mamish. Why do you have to send Mamish Malochim? Because Malochim that aren't Mamish, you know, you send a messenger, but you won't get back the message what Esav is going on with, like until a few days later. Malochim Mamish is instant messaging. Maybe nowadays there's other ways of doing it, but this was the point that Malochim Mamish is instant return what's going on with Esav. It's put down in the Svarim, Malochim Mamish, Mamish is Rosh Tevis, Malochim mi mitzvois she'oso. Because when a person does a mitzvah, he creates Malochim. Yaakov's protective Malochim are the Malochim that protect him, Malochim mi mitzvois she'oso. I saw brought down from Rav Shamshon Mashtropoli, he says, Mamish is Rosh Tevis, a specific three Malochim, Michoel, Malkiel, and Shnandiel, that's the name of the Malochim, Rosh Tevis, Mamish, and those three names are Gematria Ezras. That's what saves you. Malochim, Mamish. More than that, when you do a mitzvah, makes a malach, there are three base things that you do mitzvahs with. Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasodim. So, Malochim, Mamish. In Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Shas, Mamish. In Avoida, Tfilah, Mincha, Mayriv, Shachris, Mamish. In Gemilas Chasodim, Ma'achiloi, Mashkehu, and Shena, Mamish. That's the different ways of making a Malochim. The emphasis, we spoke about a different time, this idea that when you make a mitzvah, it creates a malach. There's a fascinating word by the Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to tell Avram not to do the Akedah. And Avram Avinu is Mesupik. He says, Hashem was mitzavim, he had to do it. You're a malach. How do I know you're saying the truth? Maybe Becholif in my avoid is yet to do the Akedah. And the malach says, V'leichasacht ata yodate, V'leichasacht es binchas yichidcha mimeni. So I heard a beautiful pshat. V'leichasacht es binchas yichidcha mimeni. The malach looks at Avram and says, Hashem just wanted you to see what you do. And he says, maybe not, maybe my avoidance to continue. He said, no, mimeni, says the malach. Look at me. You know which malach I am? And it was a powerful, awesome malach. Mimeni, I'm the malach that was created from the Akedah. If you didn't do the right job yet and you haven't finished, that ain't what I would look like. I would be missing a limb. I would not be b'shlemus. And you should stop. And you know the biggest proof? Mimeni, look at me, says the malach. I'm the malach. Mimitzvus Akedah. Shasisa. Now, it's fascinating that there's going to be a confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, and why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not arrange that, you know, by Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Lavan in a dream and said, don't start up with Yaakov, don't shepherd him. Hashem could have done the same with Esav and arranged that this should not be arranged. And one teretz I saw was that Lavan had his truffim stolen, so he didn't have Avodah Zarah, so he was able to be zoichet to his Galus HaShechina. Esav wasn't able to even have his Galus HaShechina in a dream because of the Avodah Zarah that was amongst him. But a different shot would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to be arranged. This is Maisa of a similar banim. How you confront, Yaakov confronts Esav, this is the parasha that teaches us Maisa of a similar banim, what to do. It's brought down in the Medrash that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, whenever he would have a trip, and he would have to go somewhere, he would first read Parshas Vayishlach. And there's a whole story there in the Medrash, in one version, that one time he didn't, and then something happened. You have to learn Parshas Vayishlach before. The Ramban brings this concept over here. There are those that on Moitza Shabbos say Vayishlach. There are those that, when they say Tfilas Aderech, add the pasuk right before Vayishlach, V'yakev Holach L'darkoi, and then you're supposed to say Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach is when you're on your road, on the trip, facing Esav, and we're worried about Esav because it's Arba Meyos Ish Imoi. We're not worried about the 400. We're worried about the Imoi. They're Ba'achtos. They're B'shleimus. They're together with him. That's when we have to be worried. We have to know that we have to be Ba'achtos. And Yaakov tells Esav a message, Koy Soimron, Im Lovan Garti, Vitarik Mitzvah Shamarti, Rashi brings. So I saw an interesting pshat, Koy Toimron, whenever it says Koy Toimar, Koy, the Gemara Darshan, the Gabi Berchus Koyinim, in various other places, Koy means Beloshan HaKoydish. So over here, it's a dictic rabbi, I saw this in the Kerem Chemer, a cute word. Koy Toimron, Beloshan HaKoydish, Im Lovan Garti. Why are we so hung up that it has to be Loshan HaKoydish? Because you know what the Targum is of Im Lovan Garti? Im Lovan Dorit. That's Taryad. And that's exactly the problem, because you're not supposed to do Taryad mitzvahs. The Pasuk says by the Birchas Yaakov that Yitzchak gave to him, V'hoya kasher torid, if you'll do Tafresh Yudalid, Ufarak to'ula in Yaltzavarecha. That's Prikas oil. We do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to. And the mitzvahs are Taryag. Taryad is not what you're supposed to do. So he's saying a message in Lovan Garti, but Koy Toimun, say it in Lashon Kodesh. If you're going to say it in Targum, it's going to be off by one. In Lovan Dorit is the Targum. Dorit is Tafresh Yudalid. That's no good. Bal Toisit is a proba that you'll come to Bal Tigre as well. Vayiro me'oid vayetzer loy. The Sfarim talk a lot about what is the two shlavim. Vayiro Yaakov me'oid and vayetzer loy. Rashi says, Vayiro shema yaharoig. Vayetzer loy shema yaharoig acherim. I saw the Kliyokar says a pshat. Vayetzer loy. He was worried mistakenly that Yitzchak must have been passed away. He hadn't yet. But Yaakov thought so. If Esav's coming after him, and he knew the whole time that Esav was waiting until Yitzchak would be nifter, so he mistakenly was mitzara that Yitzchak was nifter. Another pshat I saw, Vayira me'ed vayetzer loy. Yaakov Avinu be'emes just said, V'tariyag mitzvah shamarati. So b'cholifin, what's worrying him? What's edging him? What is he? Maybe Ulai has a chshash. Shema yigram hacheit, lo shanak emar and brachas. There are two inyana that maybe Yaakov Avinu b'cholifin, maybe there's an inyan, a nidnod, a nakuda. Kimer ave'ein, that he was away from his father for all these years. And that he married two sisters. And it's interesting, you know, the Sari Shalesa of the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, appears to Yaakov, there's a machloikis, whether he appeared to him like a Talmud Chacham or like a Goy. Machloikis in the Gemara. So I heard, what's the Tupshatim? Like a Talmud Chacham represents Kibir Av, because Yaakov Avinu's heter to not be rush things up and not do Kibir Av was staying in Yeshiva. And a Goy is that he feared like a Goy that marries two sisters. But that's also Vayira Yaakov Me'oid Vayetzer Loi. Listen to the Diak. Vayira is alluding to Ish Imoi Va'aviv Tiro'u. Vayira is Ish Imoi Va'aviv Tiro'u. Vayetzer Loi is alluding to the Isra V'chisish, the Isha L'chis L'sikach Litzror. So Vayira Yaakov Me'oid Vayetzer Loi. He Betzim said Tariyag Mitzvah Shemarati. What's the two things he's worried about? Vayira, he's worried about Ish Imoi Va'aviv Tiro'u, if he wasn't B'shleimus L'gabi Kibrav. And he was worried about Vayetzer Loi, about Litzror, about marrying two sisters. Vayira Ma'oid, the Erechaim says, he was very worried about Esav. Vayetzer lo, he had tsar. Why is he worried that he's missing in Bitochen? He was mitzar that maybe he's missing a little bit of the Bitochen. That itself is what was bothering him. There are many other pshatim. I'll say interesting pshat. The Megala Amukai says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid. Yaakov was very frightened of Esav. Vayetzer lo, even more so, he was worried about Esav and Yishmael coming together. We know there are Makairis. When Esav and Yishmael comes together, then we have a big problem. Yaakov Avinu says, Vayehi li shoyer v'chamoyer. And the Medrash says, shoyer is Esav, chamoyer is Yishmael. He's worried that the shoyer and the chamoyer is coming together. There are a lot of Mekoyros that La'osid, after the Arba Golios, and there are Arba Golios, there's going to be a fifth Golos, a Golos of Yishmael, a Golos of when Yishmael comes together with Edoim, a Golos when Yishmael comes with ammunition from Russia, which is Edoim, maybe. And together, a Yishmael Edoim concoction of both together is even more scary. Vayetzer loy. Vayetzer loy. That's a bezundere pachad. Bezundere pachad. Now Yaakov Avinu has to know how to deal with this. So he has a plan. And he says, Im yovay Esav el amachan ha'achas v'ikov v'hoya amachan anisho lefleita. He'll split them up into two machanais. Interesting, it's a big machlekes rishonim. What exactly was the split going to be? Six shvatim in each one? Or all the shvatim in one machana and the avodim and shvachas in the other one? What exactly? Various pshatim. In the end, he doesn't do that. He meets up with everything. I don't know what happened to this plan of splitting up. But he has this plan. But I saw a different pshat, the Derech Drash. The Emes, we said already, Vayira Yaakov me'oid vayetzer loy. The Emes, you could say a different pshat. Vayira Yaakov, he was very frightened of Esav coming to hurt him. Vayetzer loy, even more frightened that Esav is coming to be close to him. It says, Hatzileni na miyad ochi miyad Esav. He doesn't want Esav's neshicha, but he doesn't want Esav's neshika. And it's even more. Vayira from Esav being against him. Vayetzeloi from Kirvas Esav is also not what he wants. So Beremez, that's also in this pasuk. Im yovei Esav el amachane ha'achas. You should know. Because all through the years, there were Yidden that thought it's kedai to be fierce and at least bachutz like the goyim. We'll be close to them. We'll become like them. We'll assimilate with them. We'll tzizamen with them. Punkt faket. If Esav comes and he sees that Achas, you want to be one with him, then you're going to get klep. If your attitude is that we're shirayim, we're separate, we're, yes, we're in Golis and we're on the side, and we're the shirayim, we're not the ikker, then lefleita, that's going to be the lefleita. Lefleita is when we realize not to be close. You know, there's a lashon of a pasuk, it says, Shamreini ke'ishoin bas oyin. Shamreini ki isha in bas oyin is Hashem should watch us like the eye, like an eye. An eye is a very, very sensitive aver. Most avarim of a guf, if you hit it and you do a chabura, you choivel in it, it's painful and it hurts. But a neshika is a davar noim. An eye is so sensitive. Try to kiss somebody else's eye. Even trying to kiss the eye is no good. Shamreini ki isha in bas oyin, protect me like an eye, that like an ayin, that even the this concept of Ahoya Amachan Anishal Afleita, this was also true in the years before the Holocaust. The Chofetz Chaim already, there are stories that he was Menabed, the Meshech Chochma, others that spoke about what's going to be, but the Chofetz Chaim specifically said, and they asked him what's going to be, he said there's going to be a tremendous, tremendous Mapech over here in Medina's Ashkenaz of Poland, and they said, where's going to be the Eitzah? He said, Ahoya Amachan Anishal Afleita, he quoted the Pasuk in Oivadia, which is this week's Haftarah, Oivadia, Perak Aleph, there is only one there, Pasuk Yizayin. The Panovich Rav, who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim in 1942, is building a yeshiva in the middle of nowhere, a couple of miles from Tel Aviv, and on a mountaintop, and he has big plans that this yeshiva is going to be so big, it's going to have a beis medrash that can hold 100 bachurim. Imagine. And they told him that, you know, he's fardimient, he's dreaming, he says he's dreaming, but he's not sleeping. And he had a messiah from the Chofetz Chaim because they were bombing. The Germans were bombing already in Tel Aviv, in Eretz Yisrael. They were coming. They were in Egypt. The foot soldiers also, they were coming close to Eretz Yisrael. They definitely wanted to come here and make a churban. But he knew that the Chofetz Chaim had told him, Uvahar Tziyon, Tia Plate of Hayakadosh, in huge letters. If you go to Panovich, you see those, that big sign. It says, Uvahar Tziyon, Tia Plate of Hayakadosh. This was the Panovich Rav. So we said, Atzilenu miyad ochi and miyad Esav. Not from his kirva, not from his... There's a medrash that one of Esav's sons' name was Ochi. So he was saying, Alif is, he had enough tzaras, but so save me from Ochi and also from Esav. Katointi! Katointi mikola chasodim mikola emes. Katointi, the Gemara says in Soita that, hey, that Anov is a very good midah and Gaiva is laharchik ma'oid 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 hevesh val ruach state. And the Gemara says though that a Talmud Chacham b'cholofin is supposed to have echod mishminis shebishminis of gaiva. There's a vort from the Gra that a remez of shminis shebishminis that you are supposed to have gaiva is because katointi is the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha. Shminis shebishminis. The Marsha actually afanarot over there in Saita Dafei says the reason why a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have shminis shebishminis, shminis shebishminis in fractions is 1/64. One more than that would be 1/65. No, that's not how it works in fractions. One more than that would be 1/63rd, right? That's a little bit more. 1/65th is less. As your fractions teacher. That's gas. Gas is 63. That's a gaiva. Says the Marsha. 1/63rd, that's already gas. That's already too much gaiva. Too fill. You're supposed to have gaiva 1/64th. Another interesting shot I saw put down is that it says Har Sinai was given the Torah and not on all the other mountains that were much more larger. So there's a verse from Yaakov Emden. He says, Be'emes, why didn't the Torah be given in an emek, in a valley, or in a flatland? Why in a mountain? Bechlal, the Torah says, because you're supposed to have echad mishminis shebishminis of gaiva, a little bit. And it's exactly 1/64th, because Har Sinai was 500 amis. Har Tavar, the Medrash says, one of the big mountains that was also suggesting that maybe the Torah should be given on him, was 32,000 amis. 32,000 as opposed to 500, is 1/64th. That's the remez, that the Torah is given on a bechina of 1/64th of gaiva. Now Yaakov Avinu says, Ki v'makli ovarti es hayardein hazeh. It's brought down in Midrashim. I saw it in the Pnei Chorazah. Others, many, they bring it. This makel wasn't an empty makel. Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eber. He had shemen. Where was the shemen? The shemen was in that makel. Later on, he put that shemen in the pachim katanim, and that's why they were so important. Because this shemen is the shemen amishcha, and it's the shemen lasid lovay, and it's the shemen of the menorah, and it's the shemen of oir hatoira. All of this is in the makel. Kiva makli avarti esayardein. He had this shemen that was in the makel, and now he's going, and the emes, he was zoiche to Leah and Rachel. Leah is gematria 36. 36 neirois. 36 Neiris, 36 Mesechtes, 36 hours that the Ur Hagonuz was Meir, Koidim Shenignaz, for 36 hours. And that's Leah, the Lamed Vav of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Rachel is Gematria Vayehi Ur. And this is what I'm talking about, what that Indian is and the difference between Rachel and Leah, but Akoponim from both ends. After learning the Shemen, the Ur, he's Zoicha to the Lamed Vav, and he's Zoicha to the Vayehi Ur. Now he has to deal with Esav, and we said the Emes is supposed to deal with Esav L'doirin, L'tfila, L'molchama. One of the options is that he gives Eitan Matonois. And it's brought down, the Bnei Saschar, and many others from talk about this idea, that if you count out all the behemoths that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav, they're 580. He's a Masayim, T'yashem Esra, Mechel, Masayim, V'chule, V'chule, counted out, it's 580. Gematria Sa'ir. Sa'ir La Azazel, every year, and the Zohar explains this, and the Medrash explains this, we are, on Yom Kippur, coming to a reality check about the Eil Toldos of Yitzchak and Yaakov that are in us, and we have to get rid of the Ace of Shaboy, and we have to take it and give it to the Azazel. So, you know what that means? Azazel, the letters right before Azazel, hidden behind it, is Sukkos, and then the Yaakov Nasa Sukkos. After Yom Kippur, you go to Sukkos. Behind Azazel, behind the Ayin is a Samach, it's Sukkos. So, you have to give. The 580 behemoths that he gave is the ultimate so'ir to Seir, to Esav, to the Zozel. The Neisos over there also talks about the idea that if he did Eder Levadoi, and Eder is Gematria Mordechai, and Eder is also Gematria Rachel and Leah, and it says Hatzalah here, and it says Hatzalah by Mordechai, but that's for Purim, and we'll talk about it in a different time. Now the Eibishter tells him, Ki yifgoshcha Esav, ochi leimar, lemi ato, lemi eilu lefanecha. I still brought down, I don't know what Makarfa this is, but it's a Rosh HaTevis, Ki yifgoshcha Esav, ochi, and this is very important, when you actually front center with the confrontation with Esav, you have to remember something. Leimar, lemi ato, ulemi, Rosh HaTevis elul. Rosh HaTevis elul. Elul is when a person has to have his reality check and realize where is he headed, what does he really represent, not to get mevulbel from the frightening or confusing things that are in front of him that maybe could cause him bilbulim and asyonis. No, he has to remember the kesedah to have the chlorkai of Elo. Now, he comes there, as we said, he didn't break them up into two machnes, and he has the acharas or yelodov. Frek Rashi, v'dina heichan hoisa. Rashi's kasha. Zok Rashi, nosna b'teva, v'no'al b'foneho. Shalo yitan bo'esav enov. V'lochein ne'en ashyakov. Shemona me'ochiv. Shematachzirena lemutav. V'nofel b'yadshchem. I once heard that you can read the Rashi, Yaakov Avinu put Dina in a box because he was worried. He was worried. His worst nightmare. Dina's going to marry him and Esav is going to come lemutav. Dos feltem nor. That's not what he was interested in. He didn't want, they have to explain this Indian, but he didn't want Esav to come back. Shematachzirena lemutav is not what Dina could have done. It's part of what Yaakov was worried about. Right? Yaakov was monami echov. Shematachzirena lemutav. That's the last thing he needed. Others read it differently that she could have. It's interesting. Avram Avinu wasn't exactly the Zayda able to take Esav. Yitzchak, the Tata, is not able to be Machzer Esav Lamutav Yaakov, the twin brother. Oh, but if he would have the right Shidduch, it's a good Shabbat, brother. If he would have the right Shidduch, she would be able to be Machzer Lamutav. The Medrash Rabbah brings down a story of an Ish and an Isha that were tzaddikim. And for many years, and they were married, and then they came to a conclusion. They said, what's the kunz? I'm a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. That's not a kunz. Let's do a kunz. We'll both get divorced. And I'll marry a Russian, and you'll marry a Rishanta, and then we'll have Riboy Tzadikim Boilam. The Kachava. She married a Russia and turned him into a Tzadik. He married a Rishanta and went Bidrocheha. It went both times. It's interesting. Also, a Sheva Brochus Perev. Vacharasar Yelodov, Frek the Goyin. Many talk about this Kasha. How do you know Dina was the one missing? Maybe Dina was there, and maybe one of the other Shvatim was in a box. So, Kipshute, why would God be in a box? Like, what? Give me a husband. Dina, I have a husband. But there's another pshat that brought down from the Gra that it's brought down that Binyamin was Zoicha, that the Beis HaMikdash was Nivda Bechelka, because he was the only one that wasn't Mishtachaveh LeEsav, because he wasn't born yet. But if another one of the Shvatim would have been missing, and Acharas Yolad would have been a different one, and Dina Yed would have been counted, then it would have been a Shrekat, why that shape, it wasn't Zoicha, to Binyan HaMikdash. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. The Balaturim brings this one other place that says Levadoi v'niskov Hashem Levadoi b'yoymahu. Possibly the biggest nes that shows Mitzias Yisbarach Shemoi in this world is the etzim fact that Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. So many thousands of years, they're really all v'hisha omdel aviseinu b'keseder loy echad levad omar aleinu l'chal yiseinu b'chol dor v'dor b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. It's not shaykh. And Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. Levadoi, this form say is Levadoi to his, what's a bad? A bad is a oil press. He went to the oil press to bring more oil for that shemen, for the makel, which is the Ur of Torah, which gets you to Laman Vav Neiris and to Vayior. So he went back Levada. It all goes back to Levada. The Shoyer She'inim goes back to that. But Vayivosel Yaakov Levada is connected to Veniskav Hashem Levada. And he has a tremendous heyofkus with the Sori Shel Esav. And it's fascinating because after he has this fight, which is Vayiovik Ishimai Ada Loisa Shachar, he then, first of all, twice, but he gets his name Yisrael. Hashem gives it to him, but also the Malach lets him know that he's going to have the name Yisrael. Yisrael is Gematria 541. First of all, that's Gematria Yaakov ben Rivka. That's interesting. Yaakov ben Rivka, that was his name, yeah? So Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. Yisrael is also the Rosh HaTevis of all the Emois and the Avos. Yisrael has Yaakov and Yitzchak, Sin is Sarah, Reish, Rachel, and Rivka, Aleph, Avram, Lamed, Leah. Yisrael together with Yaakov is Gematria Kras Soton. And Yisrael also together with the Oisius is Keneged the Esser Spheres, Keser Chokma Bina, Chesed, Gurd Vesh, Netzach, Chayid, Yisrael, Malchus, just the Rosh HaTevis of it, is Gematria Yisrael. But Kepshuta, it's like we said, it's Yaakov ben Rivka. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. The ultimate milchama is happening now with the Sori Shel Esav. And he asks him, Loma zeh tish'al shmi, because he's telling him, I don't really have a name. My name changes every time I fight you on a different front, on a different thing. Every day it's a different avoida, a different mahalach. And there's no set rules. He always tries to get him a different way. But then something fascinating happens. When Yaakov Avinu afterwards meets up with Esav, who we know Esav for 20 years is looking to kill him and he couldn't find him, He couldn't find him in the yeshiva because he didn't step foot in the yeshiva. He couldn't find him in Beis Lavan because we spoke last week he didn't want his head removed for Lavan's Trofim Bechor head collection. But now he finally has a chance to meet him. So what happened? Why doesn't Esav kill him? What happened? What changed? Overnight. What changed overnight is because the Melchama shel Esav and Yaakov happened that night in the Vayeyovek Ishimoy. That's where the chazit was. That's where the war front was. The war front was in that Vayeyovek Ishimoy. We don't understand what that Vayeyovek Ishimoy, but it was a ruchnius dika vikuach milchama. It was some kind of a ruchnius dika. It wasn't just wrestling. And that's where the milchama is. And when you menatzeich in that milchama, then when you meet Esav, he turns into a tatala. Then it's not a problem anymore. We have to realize what's Nigeyev and Yonah Deyoyma, the Melchamta Shel Torah is where the Melcham is happening. That's where the front line is. One of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yaman Kalbach, last week he spoke for the Yachikala that came to learn here in the Yeshiva for the week. So he said, there's a lot of other people, because these people have friends, and friends have friends. He says that a lot of them came and went down south and made barbecues for the Chayalim and gave chizik here and gave chizik there, and it's a good thing. And there are chesed organizations. I know personally someone who Pasha came because he donated $25 million to a lot of different good organizations and wanted to see what his money was doing, which is legit. But he said, you should know, all those guys that went down south and they let them into Be'eri even, if you really had protection, they didn't let you into Gaza because that's where the soldiers go. He says, but you guys that came here, you went into the front lines. Mamash, this is where the Melcham Tashim Torah is. This is Kipshuta. You really came to the war front. You didn't go to the outskirts of the war front. He said it with a whole harchava. He said also a powerful story that he said a few months ago. He was in an office in Manhattan somewhere by a nadav of the yeshiva, but there was a very powerful picture on the wall. It was a picture of a shir, of a maggid shir with 12 people sitting around the table. It's a picture that took place in 1945. In the DP camps, a few days after liberation. One of the people sitting by the table is still wearing his Auschwitz pajamas. I don't know who it is. It's not the end of the story. It is this guy's grandfather. But it's like, he didn't have time to change it, but he's by a shir. That's it. The Yachzer, they had an opportunity to learn. This is where you have to win the war. Akoponim Yaakov Avinu, when he wins the war with Esav on the front of the Vayeyovek Ishimoy, so then it's over. The story's over. Esav is a tatala. So when did the war get won? Overnight. I want to say a different pshat also that's brought down in the Megala Mukis and at the Panim Yafis brings it also an interesting idea. Yaakov Avinu bows down to Esav. Again, he's coming to Esav and he's bowing down, and all of a sudden Esav doesn't kill him. So we said a pshat, it's the heyofkas of the night before. Saying another pshat. It's brought down that he was mishtachav. The pshut, he was mishtachav to Esav. But it's not. These are hishtachavoyos towards Esav, but it's be'etzim tefilo and hishtachavoyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And based on the Gemara in Kedushin Chavtes about the story of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that he came to the city of Abai, and Abai said, don't let anyone let him into sleep, because there's a big seven-headed spooky thing, a tanina, the Shiva Reshe. Right? What? Some sort of a thing like that. And I'll call Kriya v'Kriya not Alechad Reshe. Every time he bowed down, it knocked off one of the heads. Esav is the Shlemus of Koiches Atoma. Now we know there are seven spheres. Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes, there are seven spheres. Seven on the lower level, seven. And Esav has the Shlemus of Tumah of every one of those seven. And in the Shlemus of these things, it goes 50. It's seven times seven plus another one is 50. Every time Yaakov bowed down one time to Esav, it took away 50. Esav is Gematria 376. Halt Kop. We're going to get there. But every time Yaakov bowed down to Esav one time, it broke one of those levels that Esav had. Another 50, which is a Shlemus Dika Koyach HaTumah that he had. Seven ishtachavoyas takes away seven times 50. How much is that? What? Seven times 50? 350. Now, Esav is 376. That's how much more is Esav besides the 350? L'chari, we shmeist him. We shmeted him. We took away all seven koiches atoma. There shouldn't be anything left. What is left? 26. Where did that 26 come from? Yitzchak is 208. Eight havayas. Eight times 26. Havai, 26. Yitzchak is 208. Eight havayas. Yaakov is only 182, is 7 Havayis. Yosef is 156, it's 6 Havayis. And there's a big arichas about that. And Yaakov and Yosef together is 13 Havayis. And that's not for now. What's for now is that Yitzchok is 8 Havayis. And Yitzchok gave 7 of his Havayis
to Yaakov. Yaakov is seven Havayis, 182. And when he gave Yaakov the brachas, he gave Yaakov the seven Havayis. Esav had one quest. Give me one bracha. Give me something. Yitzchak gave him the last Havayah. Yitzchak has eight Havayahs, 208. Right? He gave one to Esav, and he gave seven to Yaakov. Esav has that Havayah, but it's a cherry on top of his 357 Koichat HaTumas. But Yaakov Avinu, Hishtachavoyah after Hishtachavoyah, broke through the barriers of those seven Koichat HaTumas. When you left it, it's just Havayah. When you left it, just Havayah. So that's Kulei Kedusha. That's why Esav turns into a Tatu. So a Kapanah, we said two different Mahalachim. One is that the Heofkos of the night before was what made the Mapecha. The other one is, according to this Mahalach of the Megal Amuchos, that the seven Hishtachavoyahs took care of the seven Havayahs, and he left then with the last Havayah, which is Kipshuta, which is Havayah. Which one?
Which is why he didn't have Shtei Machas.
Which we didn't have Shtei?
Machas.
Oh, he didn't need Machas. Yes, that's very good. That's very good, yeah. It could be, that answers the Machas, if you go with the first Teret. If he knew that, yeah, okay. There's the mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe. The mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe is in this week's parsha. It's a mitzvah that's only found here. It's a mitzvah for La'achar Matan Torah, as the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin, but it's one of the three mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis, Ruravu, Mila, and Gid Hanoshe. Al Kein La'yoichul B'nei Yisrael, that's Gid Hanoshe. The Sefer Achinuch explains that the Gid Hanoshe is a symbol for the fact that Klal Yisrael, in spite of the fact, will go through so much tzaris, over L'maisa, at the end, it's going to be V'zorach L'Hashemesh, at the end, there's the Yovek Yishima, but at the end, Witaka will prevail. There's a remez in the Shachal HaTorah brings, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe, is a remez for the various days that Klal Yisrael doesn't eat. Tanesim, Soimois, fast days. Es Gid Hanoshe, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael, when do B'nei Yisrael not eat? Get ready. Es Gid Hanoshe. Explanation. S is Tisha of Rosh Hashanah, and also Tainus Esther. S, Tisha of Tainus Esther. Gimel is Gimel Tishrei. Time Gedalia. Yud is Yud Tishrei and Yud Tainus. Yud Gimel. Alright, we're going. Yud Gimel is Tainus Esther is Yud Gimel Adar. And Gid, the full Gid, Gimel Yud Dalid is Yud Zayin Tammuz. Al Kein La Yoichel B'nei Yisrael. Es Gid Hanoshe, the days of the year. These are the days of the year that we don't eat. The truth is, it's brought down also that there are 365 days in a year, and every year is connected a different Gid, right? There are 248 Evarim and 365 Gidin. You know which Gid is connected Tisha B'Av? The Gid Hanoshe. The Gid Hanoshe is connected Tisha B'Av. According to many Midrashim, the fight of Esav happened on Tisha B'Av. Like some on Lel Pesach, there's a steer about this, but there's ways to answer that. But it was on Lel Tisha B'Av. And Al Kein Le'echo B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe, because the Gid Hanoshe doesn't ain't the Gidin B'noisin Tam. The Gid doesn't have a Tam because the Gid is the one that's connected, the one that's connected Tisha B'Av. Now we're finally getting to the confrontation of Esav. Va'yisa Yaakov Einov Va'yar V'hinei Esav Bov Imi Arba Me'esish. It's Yadua that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin had a profound, powerful way of knowing numbers. He was a genius in this. So they would show him a wall and he would say how many bricks in it. A tree, and he would say how many leaves. And yes, they tested him. They pulled off 32 leaves and then asked him again how many leaves now. And he was consistently correct. Right? They didn't have to count all the leaves. But he would look at a group of people and say, this is 87 people. He would be able to see it just on the spot. So they once asked him, where do you have this koyach? He says, what do you mean? It's in the first pasuk. Yaakov Avinu had this koyach. Vayisa Yaakov Einov, Vayar, Vihine Arba Meisish. I don't know. So, can say, so that's a musik. He said on himself.
He knew they were coming.
Yeah, no, but okay. So that's another chat. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot more going on in the parsha. You have the sugya of Shechem. Shechem takes Dina, and then the Shvatim go and kill out the whole city of Shechem. Why was the whole city of Shechem chayiv misa? It's a big machlokes. We're showing him the Rambam Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Yudalid, says that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. Dinim is that they have to have Batei Din about the other six mitzvahs, which is Eivir Menachai, Shvichas Domim, Gil Arayas, Avodah Zarah, Eivir Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then the big three. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Eivim, Menachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. And then the big three, Gila, Reis, Abay, Zerf, Yechizdam. Baal Koponim, Dinim is that they have to dan another person that was over. And in Ben Noach, you don't need a Bezdan of 23 or 3 or 17, one is enough. So every single member of the city technically was Chayiv Misa for not danning those that did. The Ramban in the Parsha brings this Rambam, argues on it, and says a different shot that Stam is that they were a Shoyim that deserved to die. They were Oiv the Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that they were Chayiv Als Roidif. And they knew that if we're going to come to attack Shechem, they're going to protect Shechem. And Shechem is Chayiv for Gezel, and Gezel is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And therefore, they're Chayiv Als Roidif. There's a Roidif Yochid, and there's a collective Roidif. There's a collective Roidif. If there's a group of people, thousands of people that are right of us, and they are together in a population, just as a mushroom, yeah? And then there are millions of other people innocently, a room and a room them, but they're supporting them, holding by them, want what they want. It's Yitochen that as a group, they are considered a right of. You have to know. There's another pshat, the Meshech Chochma says that since the Shvatim told them to do Bris Mila, but it wasn't really Bris Mila, they weren't Megayer, so they actually did Chabola. Now, a Ben Noach is Osir Lachbo Ba'atzmoy. It's also an Isser for a Ben Noach. If Ritzicha, even a little bit of Natilas Neshama. So they were Chayiv Misa for being over Chayvel Ba'atzmom. Another interesting pshat I saw, many pshatim, but there's another pshat from the Chedush Yerim. The Chedush Yerim said that Shimon and Levi, they were the two main members here, Shimon and Levi Achim, they, if you make the Cheshbon according to the calculations, had just become Bar Mitzvah. And he said they had a Bar Mitzvah drasha. This is the Chiddush Yerim. He said they had a Bar Mitzvah drasha. And in the Bar Mitzvah drasha, they said a Yisoid. But they didn't want to just say the Yisoid. They acted out on the Yisoid. The Yisoid was, they said a Chiddush. There's a Gemara, there's a Chazal, that Akum Sheshov as Chayiv Misa, that if a guy keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. Because it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and he's trying to do a Yiddish Shazach. Akum Sheshov as Chayiv Misa. So the Chiddush of Shimon Velevi by the Bar Mitzvah was who had an Akum Shemol. So the same way Akum Sheshov as Chayiv Misa, Akum Shemol that attempts to do Bris Mila is also Chayiv Misa. That was the vote of the Bar Mitzvah Drasha, and then they acted upon it as such. Yeah, okay. That was Reuven and Shimon's. That was Reuven and Shimon's Chiddush. That was Reuven Shimon's Chiddush as well. We have at the end of the parsha. It's Mamash history, and the world is not so old. It's 5,784 years old, and the whole Tkufa of Klal Yisrael being created is only a few thousand years. But very bekitzer, in the end of this week's parasha, we talk about the Malachim of Esav, and the Sarim Shel Esav, and the Malachim Shemolchu in the times of Esav. And then the rest of Tanakh is, okay, Esav, got an abridged version, and then we move on. Rashi talks about that much in the beginning of Yeshiv. But you should know that these psukim over here are also mostly repeated in Divrei HaYomim as well, and they are very deep Kabbalistic psukim. The truth is, all the psukim are deep Kabbalistic psukim, but adrabah, what's nizgala tefach to us in these psukim bazunder is a big arichas in the Kisvei HaKabbalah about that these malachim represent the seven spheres, and each one, how it represents it, and it's not for now, but it's a very, very deep things going on here. Good. In Mi'at Hashem, next week, there will be a shir at the same time, at 2 o'clock. Probably be Minyan Chanukah. It's already going to be Chanukah. This is a very interesting year that Chanukah is not Parshas Miketz, only Parshas Vayeshev. Sometimes it's Vayeshev and Miketz. Most of the times it's only Miketz. On a very, 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 very rare occasion, it's only Vayeshev. I don't remember when it was the time previously.
Wasn't it 2 years ago?
3 years ago. And the time before that was like 80 years. I'm telling you, it was a very long time ago. And if you want to test somebody, ask them, when do we lay in the Haftorah Mishpat Shloimei? It's the Haftorah of Parshas Miketz. Yeah, it's not a very common occurrence. Next week, there will be a shir on Yoni Chanukah at 2 o'clock. Emir Tashem.